famous Gemara on Shabbos. We all know the famous Gemara. Gemara brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to bring down the Torah. What happens? The Malachim gave Moshe Rabbeinu a very difficult time. Right? Gemara on Shabbos, Bechess Mabez, Bechess Manalef. Moshe goes to receive the Torah, and the Malachim say, Mo enosh chisis kerenu. What's a person doing here? Who's a person who's ready to take down the Torah? Why should the Torah be given to people? When Adam kisif kerenu, why should a person be remembered? Why should the Torah be given to people? And Hashem tells Moshe, Hechzel hen shuva. Moshe, answer them. Answer the Malachim. Moshe holds on to the Kisei HaKavod. The Malachim are breathing fire. He's afraid. He holds on to the Kisei HaKavod. And what does Moshe answer the Malachim? Moshe answers the Malachim and he says, Ribbono shel Olam, Torah she'atan nosimli, the Torah that you gave to me, Mak Sivba. What does it say in the Torah? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Ratzisicha, Me'eret Yisrael. Am Hashem, took you out of Mitzrayim. So Moshe says to the Malachim, did you work for Paray Mitzrayim? Were you avodim to Paray Mitzrayim? The Torah can't be yours. The Torah says, Am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. You Malachim never were avodim to Paray Mitzrayim. And Moshe goes through all the Aseres HaDibros. Don't have any other avodah zarah, any other god. Moshe says to Malachim, do you live among the goyim? Do you live among the goyim and serve avodah zarah? What shaykhis do you have to the Torah? Zochas yom shabbos l'kadshoy. Do you work 6 days a week that there's an Indian to rest on Shabbos? Do you do malacha during the week? Do you have a father and a mother? And so on. Like sirtzach, like sinof, like signoiv. Moshe says to the Malachim, are you jealous of each other? Is there kinah? Is there jealousy? Is there machoikis among you? That like sirtzach, like sinof applies to the Malachim? At the end, the Malachim are moida, and they say, Hashem Adonainu ma'ad yishimch mechol ha'aretz, and the moida that the Torah belongs al ha'aretz, with Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah is given. And everybody asked on the Gemara, what was the havamina of the Malachim? The Malachim really had a havamina that the Torah belonged to them. Moshe just goes through the Aseres HaDibros and shows them that none of the Aseres HaDibros apply to the Malachim. They all apply to people. How could the Malachim have had a havamina that the Torah belongs to them? Okay, so we have enough time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until Chatzos.
No. That's only Pesach night. Okay. Okay. So, what's Pshat? Okay. So he said there are many, many Tirutzim that are given. The two famous answers that are given that we said over many times. If I found, we'll say over both. The I'll say over the Beis HaLevi first. Beis HaLevi gives a very nice answer. He says the Beis HaLevi, of course the Malachim knew the Torah comes down to this world. The Malachim didn't have a Havamina that the Torah stays in Shemayim. There's no Shabbos. There's no 6 days working in Shemayim. There's no Avicha v'Imecha, father and mother. There's no jealousy. There's no Znus. Of course Aseres HaDibros comes down to this world. But the Malachim wanted to keep for themselves the right to decide the Halacha. The Koyach HaPsak. The Paskin HaHalacha. That when a question arises, we shouldn't be able to decide it down here on earth, but we have to go up to Shemayim and ask the Malachim what the Psak is. The Malachim said, who's a person to decide a Halacha? The Paskin HaHalacha. Of course the mitzvahs apply to them. Like Moshe made a proof from the Aseres HaDibros. But we want to be the ones to decide the Halacha, to decide the Psak. What did Moshe enter them back? Moshe said, you want to decide the Psak for us? You can't decide for us. Do you have any idea what it means to work 6 days a week and come running home a minute before Shabbos? Do you have any idea to know what it means when a person is traveling and he's stuck on the road there of Shabbos? You have any idea what it means to stop doing business on Shabbos? How could you pass in a Shaila for us? You don't understand what it means to have an assignment of working 6 days a week and having to rest on Shabbos. Only a person who understands what it means to be here in this world and to work 6 days a week and to stop working on Shabbos, such a person could paskin a halacha negei a Shabbos. But a malach has no connection to it. How could you paskin such a halacha? Kabe desavicha besimecha. Do you have a father and a mother? How could you paskin a shayla about kibud av v'aim? Do you know what it means, kibud av v'aim? To take care of a parent? Do you know what it means, kibud av v'aim? Did you ever do it? How could you pass in such halachas if you have no connection to it at all? When a shayla arises, the person has to take everything into consideration. Sometimes we have different heterim, this hefsid meruba, the heterim that apply in certain cases, not in other cases. Every case is unique. Every case needs to be evaluated on its own merits. Can you malachim decide? Do you know what it means? Loisirtzach, loisinef, do you have a taiva for these aveiris? Can you understand what a person is going through? You don't understand what a person is going through. How could you pass in these shaylos? of Avodah Zorah. You have any connection to Avodah Zorah? Malachim are Kodesh. We said earlier, Malachim stay stationary in one place. They don't move up, they don't move down. People are constantly changing. People are always going up and going down. A person is like standing on a ladder. Sometimes he's up, sometimes he goes down. How can you pass them such halachas? The Malachim heard that, they were Maida. To that, they were Maida. Of course the Malachim knew the Torah comes down to this world. But they wanted to retain the Kayach, to pass them the halachas. And Moshe told them, absolutely not. That you can't do, because you can't experience our Nesionis. Only a person who understands the challenges that we go through, who understands the situations, the tests that we go through, could he pass with the halacha properly. So says the Beis HaLevi. The Ibn Maggid says over a famous Moshe, which we said over many times, there was once a Rav who for many years was a Rav in a big city. And as the years go on, he became older, and he wanted to take it easy a little bit. But being a Rav is never an easy job, especially in a big city, and it just got busier and busier and harder and harder. Finally, he's looking for a Pesach, a way out. He hears there's a small village nearby looking for a rabbi. And he figures here's his perfect opportunity. The small village looking for a rabbi, a small village, it's great, I'll retire, and I'll be the Rav in a small town. So he sends out a letter to the village expressing his interest in the job. He's interested in being the rabbi. As soon as they receive the letter, they're thrilled. The big rabbi wants to come to their town. They're excited. And they write him back, 100%, we'll be very happy to accept you as a new rabbi, but there's one condition. You have to promise us that the people in the big city are not going to give any trouble, are not going to cause us any problems. They're going to say, we're taking away the rabbi, they're going to give us trouble. You have to promise us that the people in the big city won't give any trouble. If you promise us that they won't give any trouble, and they'll let you come peacefully, the job is yours. So the Rav goes to the board in the big city, he hands in his resignation, says, listen, I'm too old, I can't do it anymore, I want to become the Rav in a small town nearby, and I want you to promise me that there won't be any trouble. You let me leave peacefully and go quietly to the next town, and you're not going to cause any problems on the day that I'm going to leave. And the board of directors and town, they all promise the rabbi no problem at all, and they're going to let him go peacefully. And he negotiates with the town, signs the contract, and he's officially the new Rav. They set a date, 2 weeks later, they're going to come and bring the Rav from the big city to the small town. The day finally comes, and the rabbi's house, all his valises are packed, his suitcases are packed, all the furniture is everything ready to move out, and the small town sends a carriage with the horses to take the rabbi to the new town. Of course, a welcoming committee comes from the village, and all the people in the big city come to say goodbye to the rabbi who served them for so many years. And they start bringing out the luggage and putting it on the wagon, and the board of directors goes ahead from the big city, and they loosen the horses from the wagon. They untie the horses. So the wagon shouldn't be able to go anywhere. And the people from the village see what's happening. Oh, they're causing trouble already. They go to the rabbi. Rabbi, you promised us they're not going to cause any trouble. And they're untying the horses. They tie the horses back on. Rabbi says, no, it's not going to happen again. A few minutes later, all the luggage is taken off the wagon. They find it back in the street. Rabbi, you promised us. Put the luggage back on the wagon. Finally, they're all packed up. They're almost ready to go. And the wheels are missing. They took the wheels off the wagon. The wheels are gone. They took the wheels off the wagon. Rabbi, you promised us. And by now, the rabbi is all upset. He calls the board of directors in and he says, you promised? You promised me that you're not going to cause any trouble? Why are you causing so much trouble taking off the horses and the wheels and the luggage from the wagon? And they say to him, we're not causing you any trouble. But we want to show how important you are. If we would let you go without a fight, if we would let you go without causing any trouble, without some kind of a protest, the people in a small town will think we're happy to send you off. We're happy to get rid of you. We're happy to see you go. So we went ahead and we're just causing a little trouble, making a little protest to show the people that we really don't want to let you go and how important you are to us and how we would like you to stay. But of course we respect your decision and we'll let you go. And finally went off. So it's a dunno mag, that's the pshat. Of course the Malachim knew that the Torah doesn't belong in Shemai, the Torah belongs in this world. But the Malachim weren't going to let the Torah go without a fight. They wanted to show Moshe how choshev the Torah is. You want the Torah? Proof it belongs to you. Show us why you deserve it. The Torah belongs here in Shemayim. You want it? You can't just take the Torah. Show us that's important to you. We're showing you how important it is to us. We're not going to let it go without a fight. And Moshe Rabbeinu had to fight and argue with the Malachim until he was able to prove that the Torah belongs down here in this world. The famous kasha is, the Gemara has a machlokes, if Shabbos and Yom Tov, a person could fast the whole day or not. Do you need Lachem, or could it be Kulev Hashem? Machlokes. If the whole day you could dedicate Lachem, sit in the base of Medrash, if you could dedicate the day Lachem, or Chetzi Lachem, half the day Lachem, half the day Lachem. Shavuos, the Gemara says, Akol Moedim Bat Seres, the Beinin Lachem. Everybody's Moed on Shavuos, you need Lachem. A person can't sit and learn a whole day on Shavuos. A person can't sit and fast the whole day on Shavuos. A person has to eat. Okay, cheesecake and cheese balances on Shavuos. He needs a Lachem. And develop everybody is the Kasha. Of all the Yom Tovim, Shavuos, everybody agrees he needs a Gashmias. Shavuos is the day of Kabbalah Satayra. Ruchnias, Kabbalah Satayra. It's a day you should be able to sit in Beis and learn. Fakert, learn 24 hours straight. See how many hours you can learn straight without...
And Kemach and Toilet.
Without learning. So why does everybody agree Shavuos has to be Lachem? And one of the famous Tirusim the Welt gives is because of this Gemara on Shabbos. How was Moshe Zeichet to bring down the Torah? By showing that we're human beings. By showing that we have a goof, we have a body. We work 6 days a week. We have a father and a mother. We have tithes. We have jealousy. We have Nisyonis. That's why we were Zeichet to the Torah. So the body, the goof, the fact that we're human and have a body, played a major role in Moshe Rabbeinu bringing down the Torah to us. The goof played a major role in the Torah. Therefore, in Yom Tov Shavuos, we dedicate to the goof. We also take the goof into consideration. We make sure the goof is well fed, and the goof has food and the cheesecake on Shavuos, because the goof is one of the reasons, the body is one of the reasons Moshe Rabbeinu was able to convince
the Malachim
and win the argument in order to send them the Torah. So therefore, the body plays a role. Everyone agrees on Shavuos. We need Lachem, but not to be overdone. Besides Lachem, a person has to learn. Of course, the minig is to stay up the entire night of Shavuos to show that we're excited and we're anticipating Kabbalah Satayra and we're waiting for the Aseret Hadibros and not like we fell asleep in Harsinah Hashem had to wake us up, but rather we're waiting for Kabbalah Satayra. We should taka b'zoicha. We should all have a true Kabbalah Satayra, and together we should be zoicha to learn and Kabbalah Satayra. The Sheikh Sukhanim here remain one.
Amen.